Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Faith, great news for people who might worry about their diets. Turns out French fries are not so bad for you. All you have to do is what?
All you have to do is eat six.
That's correct.
Oh, wow.
Or more to the point, just eat six. Eric Rim, a professor at the Harvard School of Public Health, made a recommendation this week that absolutely no one will follow. According to the doctor, a reasonable and healthy serving of fries is limited to six. And everybody was like, great, no problem, I can do six bags of fries. And he said, no, I meant six French fries. And people were like, wait, do they come in numbers that low? Now, he did say you should only eat six, no more fries if you want to stay healthy, but he did not say what size the fries had to be.
Really? Right.
Yeah. So look, steak fries? Are they McDonald's
so no,
fries?
No. Look for McDonald's introducing the new pool noodle size French fries.
I think he meant like hold six at a time, shove them in your mouth, wait, have six more.
Well,
and
that's true. There's also the time factor. He said six French fries per meal. So welcome to our new world in which you get to have three square meals every 12 minutes.
You know how when you have the bag of fries and then you pull out the one that's really long anyways, that's always kind of exciting.
It is.
So
six of those. Six of those really good ones.
The first thing I would have to do is dump the bag out and find.
Well, that will happen if people are trying to limit themselves to this. They'll try to find the biggest six that they can find.
I would maybe go to the other tables of diners.
To try to find.
I said, trade you these two short ones for that nice long one.
By the way, just to make it clear, it's not that six French fries are good for you. It's the most you can have without instantly dying.
No, I think you've misunderstood. No, if you're sick, what they're saying is eat six French fries.
If you're sick.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
They're good for you.
They're good for you. It's like penicillin, nature's penicillin.
Exactly.
Six French fries, healthy, will clear up your mind.
Cold and flu season,
whatever.
Best thing for you. Six French fries.
Seventh French fry, instant death.
Yes. That food pyramid is at the very bottom, is just a French fry lying on its side.
Peter, in honor of our appearance here at Carnegie Hall, America's most prestigious and storied concert hall, there's a new study out this week that's about intestinal distress. Researchers found that what can trigger an intense need to run to the restroom?
It does have something to do with Carnegie Hall. You're saying it because we're talking about
bowel movements. I was talking basically that when I'm sitting here talking about explosive diarrhea on the stage that Bernstein himself graced. So, yes, that's why I brought that up.
And this is definitely a run to do number two, not number one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So tell me about yourself. What do you do for fun?
Oh,
I'll be right back.
A first date?
A first date.
Wow.
First dates have now been linked to incidents of what we will call datorrhea. Scientists say the stress of a first date can be so great it can actually trigger your fight or flight response, the flight specifically of whatever you ate right out of your body. So just remember, though, that one thing that you can do to ease the tension of a first date, don't worry about your impression, ask questions. Questions like, will you excuse me? Hold that thought. I'll be right back.
Do you have a spare pair of underwear?
Exactly.